We're on Simen Shin Yud Daled, in the middle of Sif Aleph. Let us start again the last line of Shin Yud Daled, Sif Aleph. Avolim hi shleima osa l'shavra filabinyin sheini yosekli. We had learned that Shvire is mutter for a kli ra'uam, a kli that was put together with zephes, so that one is permitted to break the kli in order to take out the contents of the keli. Rafilu nekev ba'al ma'osa, even a person is not permitted to make a small shvire. Now, v'afilu yesh bo nekev chodosh. Afilu, we have a chavis that has a hole in it. Im lahalchivoy, if he has an intent, and let us perhaps say the Levush Yisrod brings down, there was a Gilsay, Im bo lahalchivoy. That means there is a hole in a chavis, and he wants to make the hole larger. Also, Ubelvad ago, so the Ramos says, Ubelvad she yiskaven lekach. He has an intent to larger the hole. And the way we just mentioned the Gilsa was, Imbo laharchiva yosa, he wants to make it larger. So then the lotion of the Ramo is very unclear. So that's what the Machabel said. And so the Mogen Avraham asks this kasha. Now, the Imhoyo, he's continuing. We're going to explain what does that mean if he wants to make it larger, if he doesn't want to make it larger. V'imhoyo sakin tokua me'erev Shabbos b'chovis. A person stuck in a knife in a barrel erev Shabbos. Now, why did he stick in the knife? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav says he stuck in the knife because he had this barrel and there was no real way to open up to get the wine out of the barrel. So when you stick in a knife, so if you'll tilt the barrel in the place where the knife is stuck in, you'll be able to take out some wine. Now, v'imoyo sakin tokua me'erev Shabbos b'chovis, muta lehoitziyoy. Now he's allowed to take out the sakin, the knife from the chovis. Ulahachnisoy, he's allowed to put it back again. So that means as follows. Let us just appreciate what the Mechaber is saying. So let us just picture the scenario. A person had a chavis. It was Erev Shabbos. There was no practical way to get the wine out of the chavis. So he stuck a knife in the chavis in the barrel. And it's over the wine level, so if he wants to get out some wine, he can tilt the barrel and some wine will drip out. Now he wants to take out the knife in Shabbos. Now, by doing this, two things he will accomplish. Number one, he'll accomplish that the knife is not there, so the flow of wine will run more freely. You don't have the knife blocking the flow of wine. That's one thing he's accomplishing. He's accomplishing another thing. When you stick a knife into a barrel and you take it out the first time, automatically the hole will get larger. This is this is an automatic result from taking out the wine. So on that, on this second thing which is occurring, the Mechaber says, Sherei eini miskavonos. No, that's not his intent over here. That is true. It will zicher become wider the first time he takes it out. And this is a psikresha. That means this will zicher occur. But he has no intent. He wants us to take out, he wants to take out the knife that the wine should flow better. So even though by doing this he's making the hole larger, but since he has no intent to do this, this is permissible. So this is the lashon of the Mechaber. Even though there's a nekev in the chodesh, a new nekev, im lachiv, im bo lachiv, if he has an intent to make it wider, he's in Shabbos, he's going to do a pula to widen the opening. Also, mavachi is kavon lekach. If he has an intent to do this, this is also, he is making a Pesach in the Chovist, which is also. But if there was a knife that was stuck into the barrel Erev Shabbos, Mutter Lahitiyoi Ulach Nisa, is permitted to take it out and to put it back again when he doesn't want to. He wants to more or less to seal the opening. By doing this, this will automatically make that the siddak, the opening, will be larger. This is permissible. Sherei einai miskaven loisiv. He doesn't have an intent to make the hole larger. So even though this is a psikresha, this is mutter. Hago, now the Remo disagrees with the Mechaber. I wish vehemently to disagree. That what you said, that he's permitted to take it out, so the Remo says, V'davke shoyitziyoy gam kein parmachas mibayim. No, no, no. He's only permitted to take it out in Shabbos, and this is the second time he's taking it out. That means Erev Shabbos, he stuck it in, he took it out, he stuck it in again. Now, the second time to take it out is not a psikresha that it will get wider. That means if it was taken out once and stuck in again, so then could be it will get wider, could be it won't get wider. He's not mechaven to larger the nekev, then this is mutter. Avo im lo yitziyoy miboyoy, but if he never took it out, which the Mechaber holds it is mutter, so the Remo says, I hold also, I hold you're not allowed to. To have a psikresha, this is a psikresha, the oise nekev upesa lechomis. This is a psikresha that means, the lotion of psikresha means, the Gemara uses this lotion, psikresha v'loyomus, that means a person will say he wants to cut off the head of the chicken, but he doesn't want the chicken to die. So that's an impossibility. Psikresha v'loyomus. So the Ma says, since if it was only stuck in once and was never taken out, this is a psikresha. So then he's not permitted to take it out in Shabbos, because he is enlarging, he's making larger the nekev. But if he had taken it out once and put it back before Shabbos, so then it is not muchach that it should get larger. It could get larger, but it's a muchach, and he's not mechaven to make it larger, then this is mutav. Now let us see the Mishnah Berura. Im lahalchivoy also, if there is a hole there already, And he has an intent to widen the hole. So this is also. Hainu afilu im ein marivoi kolkach shiye osi lahachnis olahitzi al yodai. That means the nekev, which is in the chovis, even though he made it a little wider, this does not accomplish that he's able to be machnis something into the chavis. We had learned last week that a Pesach, the Araisa, we learned Alul Shel Tarnegolim. A person has a chicken coop and he makes a hole in the lul, he's chayiv min ha-toyres als mesaken money and as maki befatish, and that is only a nekev that has a dual purpose. It lets the light come in and it lets the foul layer come out. So a nekev that is also lahachnis ulahoitzi is also min ha-toyre. If the nekev that he made can only do one of the two, so then it's only Yosemi Darabonim. So that is what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Im leharchivoi, im bo leharchivoi, if he wants to make it wider, even though by making it wider, he is still unable to be machnis something into the chavis. The only accomplishment is that the nekev is wider, so the liquid will come out a little quicker. Afilo hochi ose al kaponim midrabonon. But it's also midrabonon. So to make a nekev, which is only osi lohitzi, is also midrabonon. Ubilvad, but this is only according to the Machaber sheyiskaven. Bo levar, this is the Gemara is explaining the Mechaber. Bo levar boze rak das haMechaber. The Gemara is telling us what the Mechaber holds. The davke kshem iskavim laharchitz. When is it also when there is a hole previously and he is widening it? When is it also if he's doing this with an intent to widen it? Aval im einoi miskaven, but if he doesn't have an intent to widen it, aval gav dahave psikreishe she yisrachev al yidei pulosai, it is a psikreishe, it will zikha occur that by taking out the knives from the chavis, the sedak will become wider. Shari, this is permissible. The Mechaber said this. He has no kavone to be moisim. This is the Shita of the Mechaber. Avol das alemo gufa achakach bahago. The Gemara that says this is only permissible if he had already Erev Shabbos taken it out and put it back together again. Tafilu im einoi mechavel laharchiv also im hupsik reishet. So the mechavel, the Gemara holds that even though he doesn't have an intent to make it wider, but since it's a psikereshe, it will become wider. This is also. That means when you learn the Shulchan Aruch without the assistance of the Mishnah Berurah, so it seems the Gemara is a running commentary of the Mechaber. And then it doesn't stim. Before he said Mavashe Yiskaven, and lady says the Davke Shahitsiyagam, or else it's also because Sakti Kreshiv. So we have to realize the second Ramah is Chaylik on the Mechaba. So he should have said V'yesh Oimrim. He should have said this is what the Mechaba holds, but others disagree. But he didn't want to say V'yesh Oimrim because he wanted a Gaskel like this. So he just said, stop, that it is only mutter if it was taken out before Shabbos and put back again. Asherotzo listoim kein laloche, v'ayin mashe kosav nushom. Now, this is the next Mishnah Berurah. Now, he's going to explain. Takuam, that we have here a Bimoya Sakin Takua. There was a knife that was stuck in Bechazik. It was stuck in Bechazik with strength. That means so it's Ayidei Haitsa Osoi by taking it out, Vahachnososoi in bringing it back, Sikreishu Sheyisrachev Hanekev. Since it's very tight, so taking it out and putting it back, he will zisher enlarging the opening in the chavis. Afilo hori, kiven the ikar isurei hu rak midarabonot. But no, what'll be? He's making taka. It's absikreish zisher going to make an opening. But let's get down to brass tacks. He made an opening. So what is it? It's only Issa the Rabbonim, because it is not a nekev that's osi lahachnis aloitzi. He can't pour anything in from the outside into the chavis. Can only take out. So we are speaking about Issa the Rabbonim. So the Mechaba holds, which is very important to know, that absikreshe by an Issa Darabonon is mutter. Period. That's what we know. Absikreshe is also the Mechaba holds this is only by an Issa the Eiraise, not by an Issa Darabon. Vidas Oremo Lachlikolo. And the Remo disagrees. The Davke in the Ramah holds the Davke Ksheritziyoy Pam Achas Miboidyoy. It is only permissible, this scenario, to take out a knife that was jabbed into a chovis. This is only permissible when it was taken out before Shabbos and put back in the Yedezen Nisrachev Tzas. So this opening became a little wider. Now it is not a psikreshe. But if it was not taken out, it was just stuck in before Shabbos, and now he's pulling out the knife in Shabbos, it is also because he's widening the Pesach. Even though this is Issa the Rabbonim, it is also because of subsecration. After Pesach, Shein Osi Lahachnis Ulahitzi, now what he is making is not a Pesach that one can take out and put in. The Surehu Rak Midarabona Nochanal, we learned the whole Isser is only Midarabon. Svirale, the Remor holds, the Psikresha also Av Bemilse the Rabona. Psikresha is also Av Bemilse the Rabon. Va'ayin Lekamon, so now we have here a Machloikis, the Mechaber and the Remor, by a knife that was stuck into a chavis, before Shabbos, if one is permitted to take out the knife in Shabbos, it will enlarge the nekev that that was in the Chavis, but he's not mechaven to enlarge in it. He just wants to take out a knife. So according to Mechaba, this is muta. Sikrei shebisa the rabbanon is muta. And according to the Ramon, this is also. V'ayin lekamon b'sif yud beis. The Bekaiso Shahu Mechubo, if you have a wall, we have a similar scenario, not by a chavis, by a wall. You have a wall and someone stuck in a knife, Erev Shabbos. Is he allowed to take out the knife in Shabbos? Now let's just elaborate a little bit. To make a hole in the wall, the Issa is als boile. This is a new Issa. Not because I'm making a Pesach to make a hole in the keli. The Issa is als making a Pesach. And that's also Makib Patish. But to make a hole in the wall, that's an Issa of boile. Now, this Issa of boile applies by a naked kosho. I make a minute hole in a wall. This is an Issa deraisa boine. So therefore, in Simin Yud Beis, we will learn that it is also to take out a knife that was stuck in the Erev Shabbos into a wall to take it out in Shabbos. And this halacha is a double muskin. And the Mechaba also agrees. The Mechaba was only makel by a secretion and this is the Rabbonon. A nekev in the Chovis is also a Pesach, which is only also in the Rabbonon, because it's only also lahaitzi. So therefore, the Mechaba was makel. But when we're speaking about to take out a knife from a wall, there's an Issa Deraisa, and there it says in Simin Yud Beis that it's also there. Everyone agrees. Now, Ryan Lekama Besif Yud Beis, the Bekoiso Shul Mechubo, we have a wall which is attached to the ground. Gam HaMechaba Moide Da Osa Lohitzi Asakin Shohoyo Tokua Boi Me'erev Shabbos, because there we're going to get involved with an Issa Aboine. Vuhu Adin, we can have a similar halachim, b'chavis shemachazekes arboim so. If you have a large barrel which contains arboim so, we said this is amma alama barum shalish amais, that has a shame binyan, a shame oil, the yoyti gamkein mi shame keili, the hava oil. So then again, if it's an oil, then we have the Issur HaBinyan. The sham b'miskaven laharchiv hanekev, if he has an intent to enlarge the hole a little bit, chayiv mishum koideyach. Kedeich is to bore a hole. The havi told the boine. This is a told the boine. Lochein. So here we're speaking about chay. We're speaking about isuri deraisa. Afilu im einoi mechavin. So afilu doesn't have any intent. Al kaponim. Psikreishu. This is a psikreishu. And therefore, it is also according to everyone. Vehine. Le'inye. So now we are acquainted by a nekev that's also in the Rabbonon. Yevia Machlekes, the Mechaber is Mekel, the Moasel. A nekev that is also in a Torah by Emsikreshe. Everyone holds it's also. Vehine. So now let's go lahalacha. Linyan Iker Hadin, Iskimu Amogin Avrom, Pilio Rabbe, Vagro, Vagoin Rabbe Kevega, Bibsikresha, Osa, Av, Bemilsa, the Rabbono. And then we're machma like the Ramo, finished. Bibsikresha is also even by a Rabbono. One? Okay, we have the... Okay, they pass can like the remote. Mikol Mokim. Fine. So now we know. So we stop over here. We know. I'll get the Chlikas, the Mechaber, and the Ramon. And then by Abstikreis, we have the Ramon. We're Machmel like the Ramon. But now we're going to see something Pilekloi. Mikol Mokim. Hocho. Mitzadadin Amogin Avrom Vahagro the Medina Av Bekoisel Shori Yeshi Shaini Miskaven. But Lalochi, they say, in the case where the Mechaber was also Machmer by a wall, and that was a Shrek, that's a Nekir by Yisid the Raisa, they take Mutter. They go against the Shulchan Aruch, against the Mechaber, against the Remor. And they say, Mikael did its mutter. Now, how does that work? Why? Kivit. She'ein tzorich laguma. So now, let's talk about the case of the wall. He doesn't need the hole. Vava meloche she'ein tzorich laguma. He doesn't need the hole. So it's a Rabbanan. The Rabbanan doesn't help us too much because we're machmer by the Rabbanan. V'gora mishar isa the Rabbanan the also hechel shuk sekreishe. Kivin shuk gamkein mekalkel. That means if he doesn't need the hole, all he is doing by pulling out the knife is he's making me calculate the wall. And that's what he's doing.
He said, what?
Yeah, good. But we have over here, abstikreishin by the Rabbonon, which is a mekalkul, v'gamu kelacha yad. A third reason why it's a Rabbonon, it's kelacha yad. And that means when you want to make a hole in the wall, you take a drill, you don't take out a knife. That's not how you make holes. So, skilacha yad, I think, dimimela nasa guma bekoiso, al yidea tsois asakim, shemisrache agume, zlelbisemishin yudalam simcheska bitsnoin ayinsham. So, mimela, they said, grad in the case of the mechaber, in that case, if he stuck in the knife for some reason and he wants to take it out now and Shabbos, they hold Meikar din its mutter, it's a psikreishah by three derabonons. It's a malachah shen tzrich laguf, a mekalkul, and it's a malachah kelachayat. So that they held already. You got a machavah, it's a psikreishah also. So a psikreishah by these three derabonons, they held its mutter. That's not a malach. It's more reason to be matel. That means there's more reason it's not a malach. Number one, it's malach shemzich lenufa. Number two, it's a mekalkul. That makes it worse. That means every mekalkul makes it also a derabonon. So you have a derabonon, which is a mekalkul, which is a lesser derabonon. And number three, it's kelachayat. So this is, we minimize the maloche. It's, there are many reasons. And it comes to kaiser. Ela sha'olam nagu b'yisa lahitzi. But they said, lemaise, the minika olam is not to take it out. It looks like he's making a hole in the wall. That means meikar din its mutter, the minika olam is not to do it. So that's we have our mother.
You think that like marzain want to fly and see stuff like doing that?
Meikar din there's no marzain, but the olam is knowing that it's near kois and neke, but kois. So the olam is knowing. Lahachner. I mean, it's a minig that, but it's not meikaradin. Vigam atas mitzadit kein meikaradin after koisel. The Taz also, we have big guns over here, the Magnum, the going, the Taz also says, Mika than its mutter. Fimi Koma came seeing, they be yodi, la hoko, negi, the Tumis Hadeshin, the Shulchanoros, la Zambo, Sheposko, Kulam, the Savers, and La Achmelin and Kaiso. The Taz says a little differently. I old Bosch and its mutter, but listen, I mean, Tumis Hadeshin said it's also, and the Mahabas says it's also, and the Ramon says it's also, so, in yeah, the chain who gam came das ali rabbi ka shulchan orach baramov. The so the Taza when he said lemaise, I mean, but I hold is my personal opinion. But lemaise, you do like it says in the shulchan orach. That's what the Taz said. Magnavom said differently. No goyim lahachma. But the Taz says, you do like the Shulchan Aruch. The Rabbi also says you should do like the Shulchan Aruch. But the Rabbi says, the Efshir, the Nechalei, Sheyiye, Hanekev, Meruvach, Lachser, Velitchei, Boyasakim. That means it could very well be all these Poiskim are speaking about. He doesn't derive any benefit from the hole in the wall. He's mekalkal the wall in the you don't make holes. But the Rabbi says, but you have to understand one thing. Forget about the wall a minute. That means for some reason he stuck the knife into the wall. Now, the reason he stuck the knife into the wall, not he was interested in killing the wall, he was, the reason he stuck the knife into the wall, some reason he had no place where to put the knife, and the wall was a good place to hold the knife. Now, but for him to get the knife into the wall the first time was a hard wall, and he sweated a little bit till he stuck it into the wall. If he takes it out, so now the second time will be easier. So it could very well be here his intent is that he should have a place to stick the knife. He doesn't want the knife lying around, so he has children running around, so he put it, he's a 6 footer, so he put it in the wall 6 feet up, and he has a place now to hold, to store the knife when the kids won't get it. But at the same time, since he had difficulties the first time sticking it into the wall, by taking it out again, it's nichalei. So this already gets a din of a mechaven already. So all these had taken what they said fall off. That's why the Rabbi is machmak. El Indian, so that so by Mela, so by a wall, we have a Machaber and a Ramon, and so it's a Tumas Hadesh, and so by the wall, let's not be Mako. El Indian, Chavis, the Ike Issa who rak me the Rabono. Now by a Chavis, there's no Indian of Bain over here. The whole Indian is of making a Pesach, which we hear via Machlekes, the Mechaber and the Ramah. They said one should be Machma like the Ramah. Yesh Lismoich, Heichesh und Seirech Godu, Aldasa Mechaber, Shemata Lohitzi Asagim B'Shabbos, Kivin Shein Miskaven, that means, again, he has company. But it was right before Shabbos. He needed some sort of an opening. He stuck in the night. Now, till the wine drips out of the chavis, it takes very long. So once you take out the knife, so she's able to flow more freely. But by doing this, the hole will get a little bigger. It's a secretion. Let's say that Godo is matter. And this brings down another case. The Mokim Tsar, it means another case, will have a secretion by Adarabonon. He said, it happened like this, that a bird flew into his house. The window was open. It's 10 degrees outside. Who opened the window, I don't know, but the bird flew in. And now the only way he hopes that the Now, if he's going to shut the window, he's trapping the bird. But this is an Issa Darabonah, because it's not really trapped, because it can fly. But it's, I said, Darabonah, they can trap. It's not a fly and feigel anymore. It's in this room. By shutting the window, he's being sod mi Darabonah. This is a Teide Darabonah. But if he keeps the window open, it's 10 degrees outside, it's the sar that the cold air is coming in. So bimboking tsar, they were, so what is it? It's a secretion by an Isser Darabonah. Again, he's not machaven to be sod the tzipah. He doesn't want the tzipah here. So it's a secretion by an Isser Darabonah, bimboking tsar. Well, we can be saying again on the Mahaba. Okay, so that is this thing. So we hear this is the halachas and Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Hoya bo nekev v'nistam. Now we'll see this halacha could be very much negeya. Hoya bo nekev, there was a hole in the chavis. V'nistam, and it was shot. It was, they made a steamer. They were seisim the hole. Now, it was done by kavone. It was done by kavone. They made a hole, and now they were seisim the hole. So now the Mahaber says as follows: Imhu lemato min hashmorim. Now, we have here a chavis, we have here a barrel, and this hole could be in two places. It could be lower than the level of the shmorim of the wine, the psalus of the wine. Now, we have to realize inside the chavis, there's wine inside the chavis. The lower the hole is made, the more pressure there is on the inside that's weighing down for the wine to go out. So if one makes a nekev, achas hashmorim, one makes a steamer on a nekev, tachas hashmorim, it has to be a strong steamer to ensure that the wine shouldn't go out. If one, there was a hole on the top and one was seisimit, so there it is not necessary to make a strong steamer, a firm steamer. A fellow, a weaker steamer is also sufficient because we don't have the pressure of the wine that is pushing out from the previous nekev. So now the Mechaber says like this: Oyebo nekev v'nistam. He was seisim the nekev. Imu lamata min hashmorim. So memele, this steamer that was made was a strong steamer. Also leposchei. Tikivin shehu lamato. The whole koyved hayayin olov. The weight of the wine is pressing against the hole. So you need a very strong steamer to prevent the wine from coming out. So since this hole was nistam with a strong steamer, we consider ki'ilu with the previous hole is bottle, and now if a person will want to reopen this hole, it's like he's making a new hole. But if it's lemaila min hashmorim, but what if the hole that he was seisim was lamaila min hashmorim, so there was no need to be seisim with a strong steamer the hole, because a weaker steamer will also accomplish what he wants to accomplish. Mutal leposchei. Now, let me just mention one thing from the Chazon Ish, which perhaps we will understand this halacha much better. The Chazon Ish says as follows, min ha-Torah, if there was a hole, and I went and I stuffed the hole, I made a steam in the hole, a strong steam in. So the Chazon Ish says, now I'll reopen the hole. So the Chazon Ish says, min ha-Torah, it's not called they made a new nekev. Since the nekev was here already, even though I was soysim the nekev, min ha-Torah, it's not called I made a Pesach. The Pesach is here, and I'm just reopening the previous Pesach. Min ha-Torah, smuta. But the Chazal asked it, so we're speaking about the Rabbonim. So the Rabbonim said as follows. So, mid the Rabbonim, well, they said, you can say, very strong theme that was made. So we consider it mid Rabbonim, kilo the nekev became bottle, and therefore it's kilo you are making a new nekev, so it's also mid Rabbonim. But if the steam that you made is lamailo, so there was no necessity to make a strong steam, so therefore this is mutter. This is pshat in the Mechabas. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Nekev nistam, afilu hoya oisei motem mikoim habarze. That means there was a hole there, and a barze is the cork that is used. They open and shut it. So the hole was made. That's the opening. There's a cork there. You open up the cork. You shut the cork. But that was the hole. She saw some lady decided, no, this hole is not in a good place. So he went and he was soysim the hole. Masoy b'mokemach, and he made it in a different place. Va'ato reitel l'poste, now he wants to reopen the previous hole. So memele v'choshiv kepeiseach michodosh. So if it was a strong steam in, so by reopening, it's considered like you're making a new Pesach. Valkein also lasted shom afilu nekev cotton. Afilu will make a minute hole. Shein osi lahachnis olahoyti al yodoy. He's making a hole that's only awesome in the Rabbonin to begin with. And between you and me, there was a hole here already. But the Rabbonin considered that hole became bottle through this steam. So he's not allowed to do it. But if the hole was lemailo, afilu muta leposchoi, afilu hu nekev godel, a big hole. You're making a big hole. The oisei stima lech shiva stima klal. That stima is not called a stima because it was not necessary to make such a stima. Now, let us, as I'd like to say over, the Dirsha brings down a tshuva from Ramayisha. Ramayisha speaks about opening up a carton of milk before when you opened up, you made a spout, opening it up. So let us just understand. So looking at this, at the first look, we say like this, but let's see what happened. We had milk, we had an opening on top, in a nice big opening on top. And then they sealed the opening on top. Now I want to reopen the opening. So someone will say, well, he tells you in Sulchan Aruch, if you had an opening on top that was sealed, you'll have to reopen it. That's what one would say. So Ramayisha says, no. He says, this steamer that they made on top is a very strong steamer because they have to do it that way or else it'll leak out. So they made a lot. So even though it's on top, but they made a strong steamer, So it is us. So the Moshe Paskin, so to open up a carton of milk or juice with the opening up the spout, he holds it's also of this thing. So then he says, now this nekev, he says, could be, one could say it's also minatoyre. Why is also minatoyre? By nekev, we said, you have to have an intent to make a Pesach lahachnis olahitzi. So he says, could be this called lahachnis olahitzi, because if you have two cartons of milk and you want it, and both of them are mostly used, you don't have 20 empty cartons in the house to fill the third of the carton, so you pour in. He says, he doesn't know if that makes it lahachnis olahitzi. He doesn't know. That's could be not. Although it's also me the Rabbana. Let's say it's a nekev that's only made lahoiti, not lahachnis. But he says lemaise, it's also me the Rabbana, and
that's how we should open up a carton of milk on Shabbos.
That's what Ramesha Baskin, yeah.
No, the orange is the wolf plug.
The plug is another, we're not up the plug. The plug is another, we're not talking about plug. Now we're talking about the carton without the plug. The plug is another house, yeah?
But if you, let's say, if you open a clock here on the day, would that be running on a resounding milk?
What?
If you open up, let's say, the left hand or something along that, would be running on a resounding milk? Is there
enough? I don't know. At least not that. That I don't know. He was talking about he doing the yaday. I don't know. Basically, I don't know if you'll be making.
Bring me skin.
Screaming kids. So I'll tell you, the Ohi Shabbos says, he brings a shayla about this, about he brings a shayla, Rabbi Yashim was Masukrik. He says, Issa to make a nekev, an opening, a Pesach, on something that is only one time used and you throw away. Rabbi Yashua, he didn't know. Rabbi Yashua doesn't know, could be, isn't he? It's a Pesach. No, he doesn't know. Lemaise, he says what to do. He says not to open it by the opening. He has another problem of Kereya, could be. He says to make a rip in the side of the carton by the top. Not underneath, so just take a knife, and stick it. What? Here it's not a Pesach Yofer. So here he wants to be Michael.
There's a child that you can say, well, what's it? If you have the milk and then it gets spoiled, you can't do a steam on it.
A train. Then you take a jar and spill it open. We just took care of the screaming kids. Yeah. Kaponim, he wants to be Matos. Not to mock him the devil, you should take a knife, you're a Makalko and a dos. Here you're making a Pesach taki. There it's not called you're making a Pesach, not a Pesach. You also you're making Makalko and here he wants to be Makal. That's what he wants to say. Now, let's go further. Mimokim Nekev Yosho. Now we're talking about, there was one, now we're talking about this case, what we just learned, that there was previously a hole, and I was soisimit, and it's Lemailam in Ashmorim, that is Mutter. We said that's what we said in Siv Beis, it's Mutter. B'mokim Nekev Yosho, Noitvim, now, but it's a steamer over there. Noitvim Afilo B'makdeyach, Perish Kli Miyuchad Limtev. I can take a keli that bores holes, and I'm going to take this and a professional keli to bore a hole. I'm allowed to bore a hole in this steamer. Kigoy, shenishbara habarzo. Let's say I had a cork. I used to open and close the cork, and now the cork broke, and now I can't pull it out. So you can take something, you stick in, make a new hole. כן, שניש כבר הברסו. ויש האמרים, but now, so we just said if the hole is למיילה מן השמורים, it's מוצא. תלוי שורי לינקב נקב יושן אלה בחוביש של חרס, yet a hovis that's made out of cheres, earthenware, shein a stime modekes yofi, when the whole stime is not too strong, avol b'chovish shel eitz, but if you have a barrel made out of wood, and there was a hole there, shemahatkin mo'oit ha'eitz, shesois min bo ha'nekev, v'choitkin roishe aldash sheloi lehitziyoi. He had a barrel made out of wood, and he wanted, for some reason, there was a hole there, and then he decided the hole is in the wrong place, so he took some wood, and he banged it in, and he sawed off the chelik that was protruding, and now you have a barrel which you have difficulties to get into. Vaday, so there's a yesh oimim that holds vaday nirish is a nekem chodosh ba'osa, that even though it's l'mayla min ha'shmol will be yosa. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. B'mokim nekem yoshav, bein sha nekem hoyo, the godel like kotla bavashla yachibu yoisi mashayim mitchila. We said that if there was an old nekem, so, and it's not a strong steamer, so you're allowed to reopen it, don't make it bigger than it was, so kaponim. How much that big it was, that's permissible. Neutron afilaba magdas, the choshev steamer klal, kivin shulamayla minashmorim machanal. ולכן מותר לינקוי במגופה שסויס מן בו הכלי חוכיס שקוירן שטופקה אפילו בכלי המסוכן לקח. Now let us just say what we just said. One is permitted to make a hole in a cork that is used to be soysen a bottle. So this is, and this opening, this cork that is in the opening of the bottle, the sicha has a din for some reason. So you're allowed to make a hole in it. You're allowed to take a cork opener. A filum b'kliya mesukim lekach, and no shayla whatsoever. Habalze noket over a hoivet that you had a cork that was stuffing the barrel. What did it mean? And that came a mucky macher. Shen this time that you were say some it. V'yesh oimrim d'loi shari. It's only permissible with a kli cheres, not by a kli yates. Zuhi das akilboi. V'ayim b'li arabe shekosov d'shar poiskim pligi alzev. And the other place came a chalik, he says, it's irrelevant. Any hole, even in a wooden barrel, you're allowed to reopen. V'chein posak b'nachlas tzvi, av b'pri megodem b'chayodem ashmadi yeshlocher shlahachmer k'das ha'yesh oimrim. So by a wooden barrel, and it was stuffed with wood, so... there, Machmel.